Coast's 92.5 Triple M Gold.
With another Flan, Ally and Spider podcast.
Okay, big podcast to get through on a Thursday. Flan Joe Patterson's poem of the week because we've got a special day happening tomorrow down at Burleigh Beach for our $100,000 gold digger.
Yeah, brought it forward, Big Al, and I think it's a good idea to do. Get it done, get it knocked out and over. But I think Clancy of the Overflow is Banjo Patterson's best ode.
Yep.
And so I've harnessed that one this week. Normally I would do Man from Snowy River, but to tell the story of this week, it's all about Bob Catter for me. And the Oscars. So I'm doing a thing called Catter of the Verbal Overflow.
Okay. A lot of work in that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Spot on. Thank you for the acknowledgement.
And it's appreciated.
No, it's hard, but it's really fun to do, and I really look forward to you hearing this.
We love
it. How long did it take you total to do this poem this week?
This one was 3 hours.
Mm. Seriously?
Yeah. By the time you sit down and work out what you think you need in the poem from the week and look back through the whole week and then write some funny things about it and then try and make it all rhyme, it's a remarkable thing. And I remember when I looked at Clancy of the Overflow last night and I went, oh, that's much harder than Man from Snowy River. But I'm really glad I did it, and I'm actually really proud of this one.
Good on you.
We're proud of you, Ali.
Thank you.
You are exercising, you're eating well, and you're
looking after yourself. Fitter.
Well done, Ali.
Well done.
Yeah, I know. It sounds quite pathetic, doesn't it, when you say it like that? But you're right, Al. I haven't been. I've been totally overindulging and super lazy for quite a long time now.
Well,
and, you know, it's time to pay the piper.
You pulled the finger out and you're having a crack. You're getting fit.
Exactly. Fitter. And I'm not sticking it back in.
No, no.
Wow.
All right. So update on Ali's fitness is part of this podcast. Spider, you can always contact the radio station anytime you like.
Please
do. Whatever the message might be. But you read out a message that someone sent to us and it's put someone under the bus.
Absolutely.
Well, and fuel in that bus that someone may not have paid for.
Well, yeah. And they honestly could be chased up by the police.
Yeah, look, it's me. Let's just be honest about it.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. But no prison can hold me. So I look forward to the Shawshank Redemption.
See what you did there. All right, that coming up. Robbie Madison is a superstar in the freestyle motocross world. He's going to be at Seabus Super Stadium Saturday night along with his two lads, Cruz. They were all here. Two lads, Jagger and Cruz.
They're so cool.
They were all here. We have Robbie coming up. So a very big podcast. Anything else?
Not at this stage.
Have you ever been in the lockup?
I was threatened with it once. I was lying in a fountain at Circular Quay and a man on a horse who was a police officer said, "You can't lie in there." I said, "I think I can."
And then he said, "Come with me."
But I was faster than his horse.
Oh, did you run away?
And you also bolted. What did you do?
I got locked up.
You've been a fugitive for that long.
Yes.
On the run.
Still looking that's on me.
So is that the worst trouble? Like, have you been to court and...
That's personal.
It wouldn't be the worst trouble I would have got in.
No.
Get away with it.
No, have you ever had to employ lawyers or anything?
A couple of times,
Ellie?
What about yourself?
No. Innocent. I've been to court to support other people.
Oh, hello.
Okay, you've never been in you got to go, I've got to swear on that Bible and all that crap.
And you know what? I got called in for jury duty.
Oh, yes.
Ooh, how'd that go?
Yeah, well, I actually
good.
Well, I got brushed. Oh, no, it wasn't good.
What?
It was boring. However,
why?
Who was it? I was talking to someone recently.
Was it a bit murdery or thefty? Or?
No, I honestly can't remember. But yeah, you know, you go up and they go no, yes or no.
Why did they say brushed. No to you?
I don't know. I think I was pretty young at the time. I was probably only 19.
Do you know the case? What it was about? Not the actual.
No,
case.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
However, I was talking to someone very recently, and they have been on a case. For 10 months.
No.
Yes. Yeah, and you know what's fantastic is they don't really like their job.
So they're having a better year.
But something I found really interesting. So because I said to them, how on earth could people give up that much time? You know, imagine us all of a sudden. Well, that's right. But what they do is they do allow for a certain amount of people to drop out in really long cases like that.
Okay.
They can get down to 8.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Because if I didn't like my job, I'd just sit there and say, no, we're still discussing what the verdict's going to be.
Yes.
It's been 8 months, Peter.
Have you ever had a jury pass judgment on you, Spider?
Oh, I've been caught plenty of times.
I remember once. That's for divorces.
I've been there. I've had to employ barristers and lawyers. I remember once.
What?
It was so funny. I knew the judge a little bit.
Oh, no.
No, I'm being serious.
Here we go.
And he asked me the same question 3 times. And I went in thinking, never change your story, never change your story, never change your story. So I didn't change my story. And then we went for lunch.
Wrong bet.
And he goes, I had to give you something because you didn't change your story. He goes, I asked you three times. Should have just changed it. I could have thrown it out.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You idiot.
And I still had to pay for lunch.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. We're learning a lot. Here it is, the podcast for the 92.5 Triple M Gold Breakfast Show, Flan, Ali and Spider. We normally do this on a Friday.
We do. Flan, you put the whole week into a poem, and the poem is always by Flanjo Patterson.
Yeah, this week it's my favourite Banjo Patterson poem, Clancy of the Overflow, but Bobcat has had a bit of a shocker and exploded at another politician.
Don't speak over me again. Shut up!
See? Wow. Ooh. Imagine if he was your dad. Anyway, I've called this week Catter of the Verbal Overflow by Flanjo Patterson. I'd written him a letter, which I had, for want of better knowledge, sent to where I met him, far north Queensland, years ago. He was ranting when I knew him.
I told you that I don't answer those questions. I'm not interested in them. There are burning issues in this country that I talk about.
So I sent the letter to him, just on spec, addressed as follows. Catter of the Verbal Overflow.
Don't speak over me again. Shut up!
I'm sorry. An answer came directed, a verbal spray expected.
I told you that I don't answer those questions.
Come on. And I think the same was written in a thumbnail dipped in tar. 'Twas his cabinet mate who wrote it, and verbatim, I'll quote it. Catter ran towards Canberra raving, and we don't know where he are.
Don't speak over me again. Shut up.
Okay. And the Oscars overfloweth with talent and social climbers. Emma Stone, best actress, best song, Barbie. Everything else was Oppenheimer's, except one, presented by Jack Nicholson.
And the Oscar for Best Editing goes to Kate Middleton for Croppenheimer.
Excuse me. For the Polly's life has pleasures that taxpaying voters never know. But in a place where youth crime's growing and police commissioners are coming and going, there's hoons kicking cop cars in the street. And the language uninviting of the hooning eshays fighting comes fitfully and faintfully tramping through Gold Coast streets. And in this wild, erratic matter, visions come to me of Catter, gone completely crackers the way politicians go. And as the press are slowly stringing, Catter walks behind them singing.
Don't speak over me again.
Shut up!
Shut up! Man, shut up!
Sexual proclivities!
Shut up! Don't keep interrupting me right now. Shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up! Proclivities! Damn it! Shut up! But I ain't spending any time on
it. Here we go. I think Catter's got a fair bit of show and go. And in this very delicate matter, I'd like to change with Catter. I'd like to take a turn at ranting where Queensland premiers come and go. While he faced the round eternal of press conferences and lunches. But I doubt I'd suit the office. Catter of the Verbal Overflow.
Don't speak over me again. Shut up!
And I'm spent.
Yeah, Langer!
There you go, Sam. There you go.
Up in the gym, just working on my fitness. He's my witness.
Well, interesting at the moment, and Miranda's going to join us very shortly because,
sorry,
Ali, we have this is the deal at the moment. You made an outlandish statement some months ago. You're going to lose 15 kilos by Easter. I brought it up. You've got 2 weeks now to get down to that 15 kilos you want to lose. 2 weeks today or tomorrow. And we've had people offer you bike sessions. You've been on a PT mission where you went to one session in a month, which was fantastic. You admitted to having a couple of red wines and a few chips, but you still are pushing to lose this 15 kilos.
I am. I did some good jogging yesterday afternoon. Mm. And friends got me onto this new thing where you run for 7 minutes out and 7 minutes back. And I was like, oh, that's a waste of time, yada, yada, yada.
Mm.
But he said, no, it's actually not. And you know what? When I was doing it, I thought, yeah, there's something to this because I knew it was only 14 minutes, I knew I could really push myself. Yep. So I ran faster than I have, two jobs.
Well, you copped a couple of potato gems in the Temptation Challenge. Yes, you still confident about the weigh-in tomorrow?
Oh, look. You know what? I guess tomorrow's not the be-all and end-all, Flan, because I've still got another 2 weeks to go.
Yeah.
I just think, yeah, I'm getting there. I'm headed in the right direction is what I'll say.
And there's so many people jumping on board.
Yeah, 1-300-925-666.
We've got Miranda from Mudjuraba, 4213. Represent Miranda. You've lost yourself some weight. How did you go about it? You want to help Ali. How did you go about it? What was your secret?
I've been walking every day for about 2 months.
Okay, how
and
far?
Probably like 50 minutes a day. Ooh. And then sometimes I do double, like I'll do a little walk in the afternoon as well.
Okay, and so have you lost weight from doing the walks?
I have. It wasn't my intention. It was just literally to help myself get through everything because I've just been grieving the loss of my father.
Oh, darling. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, and he was a big part of our lives, so... My partner, Ben, well, like when I was like in full grief, like he just like would get me out of the house and go, let's go for a walk.
Mm. Yeah.
It's really helped. And then, you know, my kids always tell me I've got a jiggly bum. and I'm like, thanks, kids. And then lately they've been going, oh, it's not so jiggly anymore.
Oh, that is so funny. You know what, Miranda?
Don't criticise your first house. That's
yeah, don't you worry. Yeah. It happens to the best of us. So... My granddaughter actually came in my bathroom. The boys have heard this, but I was we were having a shower and she calls me Mims. And she goes, Mimsy, is that your giant bum?
Oh. So maybe. They don't hold back,
they. No, they don't. So, yeah, did you say how much weight you lost?
Probably in 2 months, maybe like, it's only a small amount, like 3 to 5 kilos.
That's
I
right.
think
that's
I've
good.
Really like toned up.
Yeah, losing fat, anything. Putting on muscle, that's the main thing.
Yeah.
I think it works for a lot of people because I know if I have an argument at home, I go for a walk.
Mm-hmm. Do you?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it's smart.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Yeah.
You may as well.
Smart.
She's locked the door. So
she lives in Melbourne. I still go for a walk. What do you do for a living? And has it helped your work?
Yeah, like I'm a personal stylist.
Okay.
Are you? Hang on. Ali, because I'm about to chuck out a lot of Ali's stuff.
No, you're not.
If she doesn't make weight.
Well, I do that. I do wardrobe cleanses and I do style sessions.
Oh, wardrobe cleanse.
This could be it because...
Yeah.
Hey, I've got a Bosch bin already organised getting delivered to Ali's the Thursday before her weigh-in, and I'm happy to fill it up. It holds 32 wheelie bins.
Wow. I'll come help. I'd love to help.
Well, hang on a second. If Ali loses 15 kilos, you don't get that chance.
Yes. No, but the bin's going to be sitting there in case.
I've been listening to the challenge every morning because when I come home from my walk, I'm hearing you guys talk about it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's the challenge. So
Are you backing me in or backing me out?
I'm backing you.
Yes.
Good girl. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Do you reckon you need new stylists?
Yeah, well, I will do. Miranda, you're hired.
I love it.
Oh, yes.
My business name is Styled by Miranda, and I'm Miranda with an E. I'm not the Miranda Kerr. I'm M-E-R.
Okay, Styled by Miranda.
I call myself the other Miranda.
All right, lovely. Well, look, thank you for ringing up and for sharing that with us. It's, you know.
I'm genuinely would love to help you, and if you get to that goal, I'd love to offer you a freestyling session as well.
Thank you.
It's a bit more incentive.
Yeah.
It is more incentive.
I just think that's just like a little goal to attain. Yeah.
And if you don't make it, will you style myself and Flan?
Yes.
Yeah, good luck.
It's a big job. It won't be free, though.
You'll need the help of Jesus.
I love styling men and women.
Thank you so much, lovely. We really appreciate it. You ringing up.
Thanks for sharing, Miranda.
It's my pleasure.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ali and Spider podcast.
A message has been sent to the radio station.
I'm just reaching out to see if you could please pass on a message to Flan. He has some fuel that he still needs to pay for at the BP Merrimack.
Please know what did I did not pay?
You did not pay.
Our chief superintendent, Peter Moles, on the phone with us right now.
What would happen to somebody if they drive off and not paid for fuel, Pete?
If they think they've done it, they will be on camera. There will be a file generated through police link. I'd get their backside back there real quick.
No. Let's just say he didn't. Would that footage end up on like local telly?
Yes. And can we get a copy of that footage?
Who are you trying to stitch up?
Call in a psychic medium. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Jessica Lynn.
I keep seeing the police. I feel like that someone might be getting in trouble with the police, and then I see a petrol pump.
Oh, no!
Yeah. You're on the money, yeah.
Flan on the run. Flan on the run.
Well, hang on now, Flan.
Yeah, mate.
You 100% don't think this is you. You've gone back through your bank statements.
Well, I don't have any physical evidence on my bank statements of me being there on that day. In fact, I can place myself in Mount Tambourine.
Yeah.
North Mount Tambourine Bakery, as a matter of fact. And good morning to everyone there. I had a curry pie and I spoke to them about whether I needed sauce on it. And I said, no, Spider wouldn't like it if I had sauce on that. Just hand it over. And it was a very, very good curry pie.
But the thing is...
Did you pay for that?
Yeah.
I have evidence here, Al, that says I paid for it. I will take that question from you because you haven't paid for anything for about 30 years.
It wouldn't come up on your statement because you didn't pay for it.
Okay, yeah. That's a very, very good bit of work. And I think you are the son of a police officer. I know that true.
Look, do have some information.
Come on, what's this information?
Has come to light, okay? You did indeed, they have you on camera, you did indeed get petrol. Mm-hmm. Then you went inside.
Oh, no.
Yep. And you bought a coffee. You paid for the coffee, right? So you must have paid cash. With cash, exactly.
Yeah.
So you paid
all for... All us crooks use cash.
You paid for the coffee, but then you just walked out and drove off. But apparently... They didn't ask you if you had petrol and you didn't
say... So they didn't do their job.
I handed over my card and paid in good faith. No, you didn't hand over your card
because it's not on your statement.
That's right, I used cash. I gave them legal tender.
Maybe you only had, a few bucks in the car. Maybe you had $5 in the car and you didn't have your phone to pay or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another update.
Oh, good.
What's the other update?
Because we mentioned this first of all at 6:10 this morning. So, the service station has let us know that a friend of yours heard the story and has paid for your fuel.
No.
It says they didn't. What? He didn't leave. It's a guy. He didn't leave his name, but he will be in contact with you later today.
Who the hell is that?
So how
would do such a nice thing? There I am trying to break the law, and this do-good is getting in the road.
I don't think anyone likes you enough to do that, do they?
I wouldn't have thought so.
Lenny.
Look, I don't think I've left myself any alternative here. I think I have to throw myself on the mercy of the court.
Mm.
I think I've got to say to Superintendent Peter Miles, newly crowned police commissioner, if you had any kahunas, you would lock me up in Nhumbunbar Women's Prison, sir. And I will go happily. Do the crime, do the time.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
Saturday night's big too.
Yeah, it's going to be huge.
Oh, hang on, here we go. There
Stadium. C-Bus, you got me there, Al?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Have a listen to this because we got some freaks in the studio right now.
Well, Joe, I have to tell you, that was an absolutely perfect landing for Robbie Madison. He nailed that one. The sweet spot we talked about. He made it look so easy.
Yeah, absolutely. He did. He's joining us right now, Australian hero Robbie Madison, the freestyle king, C-Bus Stadium on Saturday night. But Robbie, thanks for joining us. And I know you've got a couple of your boys in here as well. But can we start off? What have you got? 7 world records at the moment in motocross?
Yeah, I mean, I think it means that I'm old and I've been doing it for a while. But, mate, we're stoked to be on the Goldie. Been looking forward to this stop for a long time. We've got a lot of good friends up here and joining us. So it's going to be a great show. We're 5 shows deep now, so we're well rehearsed, and we're super excited. It's going to be a cracker.
Now, I do call you freaks, but I'm saying that in the nicest way because you are. You know, you've got the longest jump over, into 2 platforms. You're ridden a motorbike down a face of a 25-foot wave. Why?
Yeah, I know, mate. We're freaks. I think you probably told me I have a face for radio next, too.
Well, not only are you a freak, Robbie, but you breed freaks.
Yes.
And, boys, no offence to that. We've got Cruz, who's 13. G'day, Cruz.
Hello.
And we've got Jagger, who's 10. G'day, Jagger.
Hello.
Now, I need to know this. Now, clearly, you're all total adrenaline junkies. But when you're not riding the bikes, is life pretty boring?
Yeah. So when I'm not riding my bike, I normally just do schoolwork all the time, which is very depressing. I don't really like school at all. I was trying to pitch to my mum yesterday that I should quit, but didn't work out.
No, it didn't work out. No, Joyce, how about you, Jagger?
Well, yeah, we always get, like, behind in school because we got all, like, the shows and that. So, like, when we get back home, we try to smash out all our school, but, like, we never get it done. And normally out on our bikes all day.
Well, there you go. Oh, well, best life ever. There's a whole bunch of jealous Gold Coasters listening right now.
So, kids, how do you feel about being in a show where I've been on radio in this town for 20 years and every time your dad comes, people smash me for tickets and now you're in that same show. How does that feel to you?
Oh, it feels amazing. You know, I love that people want to come see us in the shows. You know, it's such a great feeling when you land your trick and then the whole crowd cheers. So, yeah, it's absolutely amazing.
So good.
Can I ask, okay, Robbie, first, you know, when did you first get your autograph down pat? And then I want to ask the young boys about, you know, what's it like signing autographs?
Yeah, it's a funny one. When I started, I used to sign, you know, Robbie Madison, and I was on Krusty Demons, and Bubba told me, you know, rest in peace, Bubba, but he's like, Matto, you got to change your signature. He's like, just make it Matto. Make it quicker, because I was taking too long in the line. So it became Matto, and the boys are onto it now. But it's such a blessing on our tour, like the whole crew. But, you know, sharing this with my kids, man, it just makes me so proud, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we got to know, what tricks do you do, boys? Can you share that, or is it a secret?
I kind of can. I can't really share what I do at the end of the show, but I do some heel clickers. I want to work on my lazy boys this week. Do a little wave to the
tough,
crowd. Caught over. Yeah.
All right. What about you, Jagger?
Yeah, so I've been practicing, like, I'm trying to get my heel clickers down, but still not working out yet, but, like, we're still practicing.
Jagger's got a good whip on him, though.
Yeah, I got a good whip on me. Yeah,
who teaches you all these?
My father.
This is English we're speaking, right?
Yeah.
Do you guys get nervous for Dad when he's doing big tricks?
Well, yeah, we sometimes we get nervous, but, like, he's always the best at riding.
Nice.
I've got to ask you this. Does Dad get – Dad revealed something to us just before we came back from the song. Does Dad get more nervous doing tricks or more nervous doing Mum's hair?
I don't know. He did my mum's hair the other day, and now he did too many, like, I don't know what it's called,
foils.
Too many layers.
Yeah, I had too much product in certain areas and not enough in the others, so it's looking a bit like a tiger.
It's very off.
So
shades of blonde.
We're going over to see Top Dog Mrs. to get it fixed. Yeah.
Well, talk hilarious. About adrenaline junkie.
One trick I can't do is
taking on your wife's hair?
Yeah.
Now that is crazy.
Lunatic. What were you thinking? That's a hiding
I think
to nothing.
I learned it during COVID, and she was whinging about it. I'm like, I'll just do it. And I shouldn't have piped up. I should have.
Well, Robbie Madison Salon.
Yeah. No, I call it Rob's Foils.
What are we doing today? Are you going out partying and dancing?
Now, people can get tickets at freestylekings.com, and we've got a couple to give away. So 1-300-925-666. Yeah. If you want to go along, Seabus Super Stadium. It is on Saturday night.
Love
watch
it.
The two young ones battle it out. But what can people expect, Robbie?
Mate, it is a sick show. I've been part of Krusty Demons, I've been part of Nitro Circus, and this show is totally different, so expect to be amazed. The second half of the show, literally, I stand aside, let these guys go for it. I mean, we have the new airbag landings, and we have, like, these extender ramps, so they're going twice as high, twice as gnarly, big tricks. We've got guys, girls, the kids. There's something for everyone.
Yeah, well, absolutely. So awesome. Well, the phones are lit up. Look at that.
Yeah, I told you, mate, these tickets will be like hen's teeth.
Oh, well done. Thank you, Robbie and boys. We
thank
cannot
you, Triple
wait
M.
This. Thank you so much
bye
for joining
guys.
Us. See you guys.
No problem, Letta. Thanks for having us.
Yay. Oh, great manners.